我们的主耶稣，我们亲爱的救主。
Oh, our dear and precious Lord.
我们真感谢你。
We are so grateful.
我们这一生蒙你的恩典，常不自觉。
Because we have been blessed by you all the days of our life, but not really realizing it.
主耶稣啊，就在这个时候。
Oh Lord Jesus, right now.
就在我们唱这样诗歌的时候。
As we sing a hymn like this.
你叫我们醒来。
Help us to wake up.
哦，叫我们心思满是感恩。
So that our thoughts may be full of thanksgiving.
主巴不得早间你借着这样的诗歌
through the song, Lord,
唤醒我们
wakes up,
与你更亲更近
and draw us closer and nearer to you.
主我们求你早间与我们这样的聚会同在
Lord, be with us this morning.
叫我们在一切的试炼中
so that in all our trials,
一切的患难中
and our afflictions,
靠着你就喜乐起来
we can rejoice because of you.
你叫我们的灵都超越
help our spirit to supersede,
超越过一切的患难
to surpass all difficulties,
胜过死亡的恐惧
to overcome the threat and the fear of death,
满了复活的新鲜
full of the aroma of resurrection.
谢谢我们的主耶稣。
We thank you, Jesus.
早前叫我们有耳可听。
Let us hear your words this morning.
听从天上来的信息。
Hear the message from above.
借着这样的信息。
And through this message.
再一次把我们带到我们神的面前。
And bring us to your presence again.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.请坐。
Please be seated.
我们把时间让在我们亲爱的史弟兄手里。
And I'll give the time to Brother Z now.
弟兄姊妹好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好像很久没看见弟兄姊妹了。
I felt I haven't seen you for a while.
我很喜欢 Pomona 教会的诗班。
I love the choir of Pomona Church.
音乐真是个力量。
Music is indeed a power.
音乐的力量出于神。
And the power of music comes from God.
我们唱的诗歌都是几百年里面的诗歌。
And the song we just sing have been around for hundreds of years.
教会早期。
And
that,
maybe during the early stage of the church, may have a lot of songs, but we do not have records of those.
最早的诗歌是大卫的诗篇。
And the earlier songs were recorded in the Bible in the Psalms.
当初大卫写诗篇，每一篇都能唱。
And you know, when David wrote those songs, he could sing along with those.
大卫把那个曲谱都放在诗歌前面。
And he usually will clearly state the melody in the beginning of the song.
远放无声歌。
He will say, for example, use this melody.
休要毁坏。
And do not destroy.
唱了大读一读大卫那个诗那个曲谱的题目啊。
And just by reading the theme and the melody, the keys.
就说大卫真是个伟大的音乐家。
And we have to say he was indeed a great musician.
而且对神的那个思想那么的深远。
And his understanding of the Lord is so deep.
今天除了新约之外就用大家最喜欢诗篇对不对
And we know in the Old Testament, probably Psalms are most of our favorite book.
大卫是个非常伟大的音乐家。
David was a great musician.
好今天我们还讲我们的信息。
And this morning, I have a message to share with you.
我们今天唱的诗歌就是我们的信息。
Actually, the songs we just heard are the message for today.
这首诗歌配我们的信息非常好。
And it complements the message so well.
写诗的人就是在唱。创世纪二十八章。
And the people who wrote these songs are talking about Genesis 28.
我们读完了圣经，大家就知道那个诗歌那个发挥那个信息的那个高明。
And once we finish reading the verses for the morning, you realize how close the songs tie to them.
约翰福音一章。
John chapter 1.
三十五节到三十七节。
Verses 35 to 37.
翻到没有？
Do you have it? If you do, let's read them together. Let's read it now. The next day, John was there again. Let's read it together. Do you have Bible with you? Please turn to John 35. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, Look, the Lamb of God. When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. 47-51. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said to him, Here is the true Israelite in whom there is nothing false. How do you know me? Nathanael asked.
51.
Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree. Therefore, then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus said, You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You shall see greater things than that. He then added, I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. John chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. On the third day, a wedding took place in Canaan in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, They have no more wine. Dear woman, what do you invite me for? Jesus replied, My time has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Do whatever he tells you. Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, Fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servant who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom again and said, Everyone brings out the choice wine first and then the cheaper wine after the guests have too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now.
好，我们再读创世纪二十八章。
And lastly, Genesis
28:10-17.
10-17. Genesis chapter 28, verses 10-17. Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. You're laying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you, and you will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, Surely the Lord is in this place. I was not aware of it. He was afraid and said, How awesome is this place? This is no other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. This morning, there are three main points in my message. So make sure you understand them. First, that the Lord is the Lamb of God. Secondly, the Lord is the letter to heaven.
第三,
Third point is that you have saved the best till now.
听完信息的大多三个重点啊,
make sure you get these three points at the end of the message.
你是主，是神的羔羊。
You are the Lamb of God.
主是登天的天梯。
He is the ladder to heaven.
主说，你倒把好人说，你倒把好酒留到如今。
And then you have saved the best till now.
在约翰福音第一章。
In John chapter 1.
这是非常伟大的一章圣经。
And this is a great chapter in the Bible.
到了末了，他说到主的两个启示。
And at the end, it talks about the two revelations from Jesus.
这两个启示说到主是谁。
It talks about who Jesus is.
第二说到主要做什么。
And what he will do.
主是谁。
Who is Jesus?
主是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
主来做什么？
And what does he come to the earth for?
主是我们登天的天梯。
He is here to be the ladder to heaven for us.
约翰福音结束在两个伟大的启示。
Therefore, that chapter of John ended with two great revelations.
第一个启示是四世约翰说的。
And first revelation was stated by John the Baptist.
你是神的羔羊。
That you are the Lamb of God.
第二个启示主自己说的。
The second revelation was stated by Jesus himself.
他是登天的天梯。
That he is the ladder to heaven.
主是神的羔羊。
And he is the Lamb of God.
这个对我们外面的人不熟，对以色列人是非常熟的一句话。
And we may not know this very well, but Israelites understand it.
最有名的故事。
And that is a famous statement.
我们人和神中间最大的问题是什么？
What is the biggest issue between God and us?
我们最大问题是人的罪。
The biggest issues we have in between is sin.
没有人能够脱离罪。
And no one can get rid of their sin.
我们都是罪的奴隶。
We are all slaves to sin.
什么叫做奴隶啊？
What does it mean by being a slave?
奴隶就是没有自由的人。
Slave means a person without freedom.
人在罪的权势底下没有自由。
We are slaves to sin, have no freedom.
我们最普遍的弟兄姊妹，你们发不发脾气啊？
And very easy example, do you have a bad temper?
特别姊妹们发不发脾气啊？
Sisters, do you throw temper sometimes?
有没有可以立志不发脾气的啊？
Can you make a resolution so that I will not throw any temper anymore?
中国人有句话叫怒冲心头起啊。
And there's a Chinese saying that the anger just stirred up from within.
先动怒了嘛，才会发脾气嘛。
And because there's anger deep within, then you throw a temper out of it.
这动怒这个人控制不住的。
And anger is something we cannot really control.
我的一位年长弟兄，很有名的一个传道人。
I know of this very famous preacher.
他动起怒来，没有人不怕的。
And everybody is afraid when he throw a temper.
那我侍奉主动脾气都是很少很少。
And when I serve the Lord, I don't throw temper easily.
可能我的天然脾气比较好吧。
Maybe I have a better temper as a person to start with.
这个动怒是人的最平常的事。
To become angry is a very common thing for everybody.
不能控制的。
It's just out of control.
它先从里面来的。
Because it comes from within.
所以我们都是罪人。
Therefore, we know easily that we're sinners.
人是个罪人嘛，才会犯罪嘛。
You have to be a sinner to have sin.
没有人能够脱离罪的辖制。
No one can escape the bondage of sin.
所以神当初神在出埃那个以色列人在埃及的时候。
So when Israelites were still in Egypt,
神的审判临到埃及。
The judgment of God came upon the land of Egypt.
击杀所有投生的。
And God deemed to strike all the firstborn.
那天审判来到的时候。
When the judgment arrived that day,
以色列人都住在埃及。
All the Israelites dwelt in the land of Egypt.
以色列人和埃及人一样是罪人。
And Israelites are sinners just like Egyptians.
要击杀埃及人。
And when God tried to kill the firstborn of Israel, Egyptians,
照样要击杀以色列人。
At the same time, God will also strike the firstborn of Israelites.
为什么以色列投生的免了击杀呢？
Then how come the firstborn of Israelites were spared?
命令的使者来的时候不是看以色列人。
And the angel of death, when they came on the land of Egypt, they were not looking at Israelites, but they saw the blood of the lamb above them.
神给他们开条道路。
God opened up a way for them.
借着羔羊的血来赎罪。
And through the blood of the lamb, they were redeemed.
那是羔羊啊。
And the lamb they killed.
不是凭任何的羊都可以做赎罪祭的。
Not every lamb can be the lamb for redemption.
要选一只没有瑕疵的羊。
It has to be spotless.
所有的毛不可以有个不同颜色的毛。
And all his hair have to be the same color.
一个不同颜色的毛就不能做赎罪祭。
If there is a single hair on this lamb is different of a different color, that cannot be offered up.
它的皮肉上不可以有一个斑点。
And on its skin there should not be any spots or flaws.
那天以色列就监察羔羊了。
So all the Israelites that need to closely examine their sheep.
那是监察的很严重的一件事。
And that's a very serious examination.
要关乎他们一家生。
Because that, will, that is concerning the fate of his entire house.
这是吹毛求疵。
That's just like the Chinese saying.
要看见没有一根杂颜色的毛。
That you had to blow air over the hairs to make sure there's no other color.
没有一个斑点。
And there's no spots.
才能做赎罪祭。
Then this lamb is qualified to be offered up.
其实羔羊的血并不代表什么。
And the blood of the lamb doesn't mean much.
并不能赎罪。
Cannot really redeem anyone.
把罪遮盖在哪里。
But can cover the sin.
等到神的儿子来到。
Until the Son of God came to this world.
他的十字架流血，这是赦免人一切的罪。
When he shed his blood on the cross, that can forgive our sin.
宝血有大能。
There is a power in the blood of Jesus.
主的宝血有大权柄。
And there's great power in the blood of the Lord Jesus.
所以当初逾越节的故事。
And we all know of the story of Passover.
明明的天使来的时候。
So when the angel of death arrived,
看见以色列人照样要击杀的。
They will also kill the firstborn of Israelites.
那他们看见血就逾越。
But if they see the blood of the perfect lamb, they will pass it over.
所以称为逾越节。
That's why that day is called the Passover.
今天的逾越节的救恩一直流到我们身上。
And the blessing of Passover has come upon us.
为以色列人更实在。
And that was so real to Israelites back then.
我们都蒙宝血救赎。
And to us, it's even more so that we have been redeemed by the blood of the lamb.
我们里面有永远生命。
We have the eternal life now.
我们外面有证据。
And we have proof outwardly.
我们往前走路是有把握的往前走路的。
Remember when we march on this journey, we have assurance.
我们的把握，以色列人远远不能比的。
And we have a much greater assurance than that of Israelites.
主和我们的关系是以色列人远远不能比的。
And our relationship with the Lord is much closer than those of Israelites.
他们是神的百姓。
They were called the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
They are called the people of God. We're called the children of God.
主把他的生命给了我们。
Because the Lord has given us His own life.
今天主就活在我们生命里面，活在我们里面。
And the Lord now lives inside of us.
教会在地上代表主。
And church on earth represents the Lord.
世界上的人哪里去寻找主？
Where can people find God on earth?
只有在教会里面寻找主。
People find God in His church.
所以我们责任多大呀。
So do you know how responsible we have now?
我们现在几个教会啊，福音负担都不够好了。
And I have to say, I don't see too much a burden for evangelism in many churches these days.
我们一定要传福音啊。
But it's our duty to share the gospel.
我们的责任太大了。
We have such a great responsibility.
我们蒙了这么浩大的恩典。
Because we have been blessed.
今天人的永生永死就掌握在我们手中了。
And we're holding the fate of people eternal life or eternal death.
我们不传福音，人就没法得救啊。
If we do not share this great news, how can people be saved?
这是严重的事啊。
This is a very serious responsibility.
关系永生永死啊。
It's concerning people's eternal life or death.
所以弟兄姊妹一定要传福音，好不好
？Brothers and sisters, you have to share the gospel.
大家都传福音，好不好
？Shall we all share the gospel?
好不好？不好吗？你们不应该来不平啊。
If you don't agree, then you don't have to come to the table of breaking a bread.
七日第一日，我们来看见浩大救恩啊。
Because when you come to the table, the first day of the seventh day, you see this great salvation.
所以都来纪念主啊，对不对
？That's why we come to in remembrance of the Lord.
我们梦的救恩太大了。
Because we are so blessed.
我们都不传福音吗
？How can we don't tell others about it?
我自己现在没有机会传福音。
And I myself don't have many opportunities to do so these days.
因为我认的都是弟兄姊妹。
Because everyone I know is a Christian.
是我是一位弟兄啊。
I have known this Christian brother in San Jose.
他现在被主接去了。
He has been taken up by the Lord.
他活着也是传道人。
And he, when he was alive, his profession was a minister.
一直劝勉神的儿女传福音。
He kept on telling his people, preach the gospel, share the news.
他回到主面前嘛，主说你怎么不传福音啊
？And when he prayed in front of the Lord rebuked him and says, how come you yourself do not share the gospel?
他问题跟我一样，不认得世界上的人，只认得弟兄姊妹。
And then he realized, you know, everyone I know, they're all Christians.
主 他求主说给我一个罪人。
He said, Lord, please, let me encounter some sinners or non-believers.
我不假设也是主给他个特别的罪人，他传福音他得救了。
I don't go into details now, but God answered his prayer and arranged a non-believer and he shared gospel with him.
我们要出去报告浩大救恩。
Therefore, we should go out and proclaim the great salvation.
那天主耶稣行走的时候
，While Jesus was walking on earth that day,
你看看见就呼喊
，And John saw him and he said,
这是神的羔羊
，Behold, the Lamb of God,
除去世人罪孽的
，Who has taken away the sin of the world.
他一喊呼喊，真是有力量了
，And there's such a power in his declaration.
有个门徒叫腓力
，And there was this man, later on a disciple.
听着约翰的呼声来到主面前
，He came to the Lord because of the declaration of John the Baptist.
主就看了他的眼睛
，And then the Lord opened his eyes.
他得了那么大的恩典
，He was blessed.
他去传福音给拿单叶
，Next thing he did was to share the news with Nathaniel.
这个拿单叶是个厉害的人
，And Nathaniel was a smart man.
那么这个福音没传得不完全。
Because Philip did not make it clear to him about the good news.
这个律法上所记的先知所说那一位我们遇见了。
He said, you know, we have run into the man that recorded by the prophet.
就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
He is the son of Joseph, Jesus of Nazareth.
这福音不完全，主不是拿撒勒人。
And Jesus wasn't a Nazarene.
主是伯利恒人。
He was born in Bethlehem.
拿撒勒这个地方呢，在以色列中间是被人看不起。
Nazareth was a city despised by many Israelites.
所以拿单也回答得很严重。拿撒勒能出什么好的吗
？So Nathaniel answered and said, "What good can come of?"
这个腓力做了好事，福音传得不完全。
Sorry. So Philip did not do a good job in sharing the good news.
他说句最好的话。
And so he answered so well.
请你来看。
Philip says, "Come and see for yourself."
这是给我们一个秘诀。
And that's the secret of sharing the gospel.
我们的福音传得更不完全。
Because we cannot do a very comprehensive job in
sharing the news. 我们要带人来看，去遇到主面前来。
So what we need to do is to bring that person to the Lord.
我做过好多次这样的事。
And I've done that many times.
就是我福音传的人很受感动。
You know, I may share gospel to a point that move people's hearts.
末了还得要带人来到主面前。
But at the end, what I need to do is to bring that person to the Lord.
人不到主面前，不遇见主，他不可能得救的。
A man cannot be saved unless he encounters the Lord.
所以腓力说，请你来看。
So Philip said, "Come and see."
那么这个拿单也看见主啊。
And when Nathaniel saw the Lord,
主说一句话说，这是个真以色列人，心中没有诡诈的。
The Lord pointed to him and says, "He is a true Israelite in whom there's no false."
那带着个很刚硬的人。
And Nathaniel was a hard-hearted man.
他不领受主的话。
And he did not understand.
他，你怎么知道我心里没诡诈的
？So from where you know about me?
他说我和你第一次见面。
I only saw you for the first time.
他也不晓得主是神的儿子了。
He didn't even know that Jesus was the Son of God.
你就是我心里没诡诈的。
How do you know I am a man without fault in my heart?
主说腓力还没有呼召你。
And the Lord says, before Philip talked to you,
你在无花果树底下，我已经看见你了。
And I have seen you while you were under the fig tree.
那么这句话，腓力就说。你是神的儿子，你是以色列的君王。
Then Nathaniel says, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel."
那么这个问题，为什么主说了这句话？无话可说的，我看见你，腓力就这么样的，180度转变了。
Why did Nathaniel change his attitude just because the Lord said that?
这里有个故事。
There's a story behind this.
无话可说。
Fig trees.
是以色列的国徽。
It's the symbol of Israel.
到今天还是这样。
Till this day, fig is still the symbol of their country.
那个时候以色列就亡国了。
At the time, Israelites were without country.
在罗马帝国的统治底下。
They were secondary citizens under the ruling of the Roman Empire.
以色列人很痛苦。
Therefore, they suffered under Romans.
所以还很多爱神的人。
Therefore, those who love God.
爱以色列王权的人。
And those who love the nation of Israel.
都想念以色列的王权。
And they all try to think about the authority of the kingship.
这无花果树就是 代表以色列的王权。
And the fig tree represents the ruling power of Israel.
那当夜就是这样一个人。
And Nathaniel was a man like that.
他非常爱神。
He loved God.
也非常爱以色列。
He also loved Israel.
所以他在拿但耶树在无花果树底下。
That's why he chose to stand under the fig tree.
站在无花果树底下。
So he stood under the tree of fig.
思念以色列的王权。
He was remembering and missing the power of Israel.
有这样的故事。
And that was the background of his.
所以主才说，非利还没有招呼你。
Therefore, the Lord said, "Before Philip greeted you."
你在无花果树底下，我已经看见你了。
I saw you when you were under the fig tree.
一句话把拿单也心里的故事讲出来了。
A simple statement like that talk about the deep story inside of Nathaniel.
碰到他深处的事了。
And touch him deeply.
这也不一定是个原因了。
This may not be the reason why.
主要原因还是主开了他的眼睛了。
Because Jesus can easily open eyes of a person.
我们能信主，都是主开了我们的瞎眼了。
You and I can believe in the Lord because the Lord opened our blind eyes.
眼睛都开了。
Once our eyes are open.
所以他就敬拜说：“你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”
Nathaniel worships and says, "You are the Son of God and you are the King of Israel."
主说：“我在你说你在哪？无花果树底下看见你就信吗？”
Jesus says, "You believe just because I said I saw you under the fig tree?"
你要看见更大的事。
You shall see greater things than that.
要神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
You shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
主这句话把创世纪二十八章的故事带回来了。
And this is related to John, to Genesis chapter 28, which is read.
像拿单业这样的人是很熟悉创世纪二十八章的故事。
And Nathaniel was a man who was familiar with the story in the Bible.
二十八章雅各的故事很有名的是。
And Genesis 28 was the story of Jacob, which is famous and known among Israelites.
亚伯拉罕的孙子雅各。
And that is the grandchild of Abraham.
他那天离家出走。
Jacob left his home.
来到旷野地。
And he came to the wilderness.
旷野是一个人不能安息、不能居住、不能生活的地方。
Wilderness is a place we cannot find rest.
那天雅各来到旷野。
And that day, Jacob came to the wilderness.
又到了晚上了，天色暗了。
And the sun was setting, it was getting dark.
更叫人不能安息了。
Of course, it's harder to have rest that way.
雅各疲倦睡了。
He was tired, he fell asleep.
他捡块石头当枕头来睡。
Before he slept, he picked up a stone and lay on his head like his pillow.
但我不是雅各。
I am not Jacob.
我是雅各。
If I were Jacob,
我宁可没有枕头睡，也不会捡块石头来当枕头。
I'd rather sleep without a pillow. I would never choose a rock to be my pillow.
那雅各拿块石头当着石头当枕头睡了。
And that day he felt take a stone and put it under his head and lay down to sleep.
他做梦太伟大，神给那个太伟大的启示。
And then he had this dream, which is a great revelation from God.
他看见一个天梯。
He saw a ladder.
梯的一头站在地上
，and on one side the ladder was resting on earth，
一头在天上
，and its top was reaching to heaven。
神的使者上去下来在天梯上
，and the angels of God ascending and descending on it。
耶和华神就站在天梯顶上
，and the Lord stood on the top of the ladder。
这个天梯是主耶稣很大的一个预表
，and you know this ladder of heaven is a great symbol for Jesus。
这天和地的连接点。
He is a connection between heaven and earth.
一个神和人的连接点。
He is a connection between God and man.
天梯非常伟大的预表。
This heavenly ladder is a great type of the Lord.
神的使者上去下来。
On which the angels of God ascending and descending.
天使人看，你人的眼睛看不见天使的。
You know, with our naked eyes, we cannot see angels.
天使是个灵。
Because angels are spirits.
因为所以我们经常身上也有天使的。
You know, there are angels around us too.
我们很多的经历啊，明明那太奇特的经历。
A lot of times we experience miracles.
我们超乎我们人的力量，一个力量来保护了我们。
And for example, a power way beyond our own protected us.
我会讲我自己好多的经历都是天使在做的。
And I have to say, I've experienced many times of the protection of angels.
你看不见的力量，一个灵的力量。
Because you can sense there's a power invisible but very real.
在我们经过了我们自己没有力量保护的一个危险。
And protect us from dangers that we could not have protect ourselves from.
神的儿女到处都在经历的。
Children of God experience the protection of angels all the time.
天使是我们抚育的灵啊。
And it's the angels are a spirit that serve our needs.
我刚开车的时候，常常把车开错方向。
When I first learned how to drive, I always went on the wrong direction.
叫我开车的姊妹坐在我旁边。
And the Christian sister who taught me how to drive sat next to me.
十六，你这样开车啊？
She said, you know the way you're driving.
你的天使太忙了。
You must have a group of very busy angels.
那是叫天使特别保护你。
You need a lot of protection when you drive.
他讲句幽默话。
That was just a humor statement.
我们经常天使在旁边的。
But you many times angels are around us.
上去。
Ascending.
把所有人的需要带到神面前。
Bring upwardly all the needs of.
下来。
And us descending.
把所有神的丰富带到人中间。
Bring down the blessing of God to man.
供应我们所有人的需要。
Provide for our needs.
这是耶稣基督啊。
And that is the ministry of Jesus.
天体预表耶稣基督。
The heavenly letter represents Jesus Christ.
天体有大的好处。
And there's a great benefit of this letter.
什么叫梯啊？
What does a ladder mean?
天梯就是一级一级的，对不对？
Because there are steps on the ladder.
你爬过梯子没有啊？
Have you ever climbed on the ladder?
爬梯子一级一级上去的，对不对？
There are many steps on a ladder.
我们跨第一级都很容易跨上去的。
It's easy to climb a step.
不觉得什么。
You don't feel much about it.
跨第二级也很容易跨上去的。
It's also to make the next step.
一级一级中间距离很短。
Because the distance between steps are very small.
我们跨了几级，不觉得我们跨得多高了。
And you know, when you keep on making the steps, you don't think you make far.
但你跨了好几级啊。
But after a while,
不知不觉啊。
Before we realize,
我们来到很高的地方了。
We have come above a very high place.
这是梯子最奇妙的地方。
And that is the marvelous things about a ladder.
这是把天梯来预表主耶稣。
And the ladder, heavenly ladder represents Jesus.
我们神儿女的属灵生活就像天梯一样的。
And our spiritual life is just like climbing that ladder.
我们经历一件事不觉得什么。
Sometimes we experience God, a small thing we don't feel much about.
经历第二件事也不觉得什么。
And we experience him again elsewhere, we don't feel much about.
我们跟随主也不觉得费力。
And when we follow him, we don't feel difficult.
但是过了一段时间。
But after a while.
再回头看我们刚信主的时候。
When we look back and compare the condition when we first came to know the Lord.
我们这个人有很大的改变了。
We realize that we have changed a lot.
我们就站在高处了。
We have now come to a certain height.
是不是这样？
Do you have that realization?
明白天梯的意思了吗？
Do you understand what it means by to climb the
ladder? 主耶稣是天梯。
That Jesus is the heavenly ladder.
这我们是浩大的恩典。
And to us, that's a great saving power.
叫我们经历主啊。
And so that we can experience him.
我们弟兄姊妹一定要一级一级的往上跨啊。
Brothers and sisters, we are making steps every day.
所以神的儿女一定要在教会里面。
That's why we have to live in the church.
和神的儿女一同追求经历啊。
To pursue the experience of the Lord together.
今天圣灵降临了。
And the Holy Spirit has been given to us.
我们今天是经历的时代。
Now we are living in an era in which we can experience God.
整本圣经带我们经历的。
The entire Bible can help us experience God.
圣经是不可经历的书。
Bible is a book which we can experience.
不能经历，我们为什么读圣经啊？
If we cannot experience through the Word of God, why bother to read?
所以是我们的产业。
You know, God is our inheritance.
我们要跟着圣经追求主啊。
We need to pursue this essence by reading the Bible.
这是第二件最重要的事情，追求主啊。
And this is one very way for us to pursue the Lord.
与你更亲我神。
Oh, nearer to thee, my God.
那个姊妹写的。
And written by a Christian sister.
唱这首诗歌啊。
When you sing a song like that.
我自己很羡慕这个姊妹啊。
I really envy her though.
这样渴慕啊。
She longs for the Lord so much.
这个姊妹是经历非常好的人啊。
And she has great experience about the Lord.
真的羡慕她，对不对？
I really envy her.
她很早就在主那里了。
She was taken up early on in her age.
今天我们还活在地上。
Yet we are still living on earth today.
活在地上的意义就追求主。
And there is significance and the reason why we live on earth for us to pursue the Lord.
我们人生命的价值就在于得到主。
The value of our life is to have the Lord.
不得到主，你我活在地上什么意义啊？
Otherwise, why bother to live on earth?
人生有没有意义啊？
What is the meaning of our life without the Lord?
人生真的无意义啊。
It will be so meaningless without the Lord.
我们活着一生的价值在什么地方啊？
What is the value of living all our lives?
我一生的价值就在主。
My value is rested in the Lord.
如果主不见了, 我一生什么价值啊?
I have no value if the Lord is not here.
现在我要出本书啊, 很快就要出来了,
and I'm writing an autobiography which will be published soon.
因为我有两次我在聚会答应送给整天的儿女。
You know, in a couple of meetings, I promised to give to you that book.
这不是说这本书, 没人看谁送啊。
I give it to you because not because nobody wants it.
这本书写我68年的经历。
It's the record of my 68 years of walking with the Lord.
去年我在台湾去一个有钱的弟兄。
And last year, when I went to Taiwan,
他要奉献这本书的价值。
A brother who has a lot of money, he wanted to offer to print this book.
我去看他嘛, 也不能自己去看他的。
And I didn't visit him.
他自己也找人请我去了。
He sent people to bring me to him.
他要奉献这个钱吗? 也不是我要他奉献的。
And he wanted to offer to publish the book not because upon my request.
我跟他30年不见面了。
I haven't seen him for over 30 years.
谈很多的事啊。
And we discussed many things together.
他问我最近的事吗? 我说我在写本书。
So in the conversation, he said, what are you doing recently? I said, I'm writing an autobiography.
他听我写本68年经历的书。
When he heard that I'm writing a book about my 68 years of experience with the Lord.
他高兴地鼓掌。
He was so happy and he thought,
这本书我付了价钱。
He said, you know, let me help you to publish.
他自己讲的。
I'll pay for it.
今年我去台湾呢。
And I went to Taiwan this
我再去想见那个弟兄啊,
year. I want to see him again.
那个去年陪我去的不肯陪我去。
And the brother who took me to him last year refused to take me to him this year.
我讲两三次不肯陪我去。
And upon my repeated request, he still didn't want to take me to him.
他说这两个月他不见人啊。
He said, you know, he already made it clear he won't see anybody in these 2 months.
他可能见我讲过这个话。
And I said, well, he might want to see me.
他你去告诉我要去看他，他一定见的。
I said, go tell him that I want to see him.
他说不肯陪我去，他怕那个弟兄了。
Because he was afraid of that guy, so he didn't want to even bring him.
你不肯陪我去，我也没办法了。
So I had no way to see that him.
那这笔奉献钱没有了。
And I said, well, here goes the money.
我的话已经说了。
And I already made promises.
这本书就送了。
That I will give to people the book for free.
侍奉主的人不赖账了。
And so those who, you know, serve the Lord has to keep his word.
这本书很快就要出来了。
And the book is about to be published soon.
你们来聚会弟兄姊妹们每个人送你一本好不好？
And I promise I will give you each of you a copy of that book.
你若看到有味道，再要一本两本也没问题。
And if you like it very much and you want more copies, feel free to ask me.
我们插出去讲这个话。 我们的经历,
our experiences,
因为我出本书有经历的书,
and that book is describing my experiences.
就像爬天梯一样,
our experiences are like climbing the heavenly ladder,
一级一级往上爬,
step by step,
爬到最高的一级,
until we reach the highest level.
最高一级没有经历的,就要到主那里了,
and there's no need to experience more because we'll be with the Lord then.
我们最后每一个人都去见主吧,
because at the end, we're all going to be with him.
早就去见主了,
when we see him at the end.
所以今天有人发脾气, 你要想想看, 你要去见主啊。
So if you have a bad temper today, before you throw that temper, think about one day I'm going to see the Lord.
见主你说的每一句话都要供出来啊。
At that moment, when we see him at the end, every word we say in this life will be repeated.
我们一生的事都要重新养在我们面前。
Everything we've done in your life will be shown before him.
所以今生的路要走得谨慎啊。
Therefore, walk carefully when we honor.
主不喜欢的也不要做。
Don't do things the Lord doesn't want you to do.
我们在爬天梯啊。
Remember, we're climbing the ladder.
那大爷说你要看见更大的事。
The Lord told Nathaniel that you shall see greater things than that.
神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
The heaven will open and you will see angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
主这伟大的启示历代教会传下给我们。
And this great revelation has been passed down through generations.
耶稣基督的天梯。
Jesus Christ is the heavenly ladder.
唯一我们通天的道路。
The one and only way for us to reach heaven.
今天世界上的交通很发达。
And you know, transportation is very common. It's very advanced. We can go anywhere.
方便吧?
We can go anywhere, very convenient.
你可以到世界任何地方去。
We are able to reach any corner in the world.
那个路都是横的。
And
横在地上的。
Yet all these earthly roads are horizontal.
有没有竖起来的路啊?
Have you seen any vertical roads on earth?
那竖的高到可以通天的路有没有啊?
And they're vertical in a way that can reach heaven.
你找不到通天的道路的。
There's no way we can find such a road on earth.
只有耶稣基督。
But only Jesus Christ.
主的我是道路。
The Lord says, I am the way.
这条路带我们到天上。
And this is the way that leads us to heaven.
这条路带我们到神那里。
Leads us to God.
主是天和地的连接的地方。
And the Lord is the connection of heaven and earth.
是神和人连接的地方。
The connection of God and man.
主是天梯。
The Lord Himself is the heavenly ladder.
我信主68年了。
I have believed in the Lord for 68 years.
这个天地快要爬到主那里了。
And I believe I'm reaching toward the end.
感谢主，我们最后遇见的是神。
I thank the Lord because at the end of our journey, whom we'll encounter is God Himself.
主给我们要容易走的道路。
God has helped us to walk on this way.
每跨一级都不花什么力量。
And it seems to be effortless every step we make.
一级一级往上跨。
With His help, we make every step.
我们跨到非常高的地方了。
Until we reach a very high level.
这就是天梯的表号的意义啊。
Jesus is the symbol.
我们有时再讲二章。
And we don't have time to go into the second chapter.
约翰福音从二章开始。
Starting from chapter 2 in the book of John.
一直到11章。
Until chapter 11.
每一章讲个神迹。
Every chapter there's a miracle recorded.
一个神迹为中心来说到主。
And every miracle has a theme which talks about Jesus.
但约翰福音从来不用神迹这个字。
Yet in the entire book of John, you don't see the word miracle.
每次说到神迹。
Every time a miraculous thing happens,
我们中文神迹不好，都翻成神迹了。
You know, in Chinese translation, there's always the word miracle.
原文、英文都不翻神迹的。
Yeah, in both original content and English version, they don't use the word miracle.
约翰福音把神迹说到兆头。
It talks use the word type.
Sign.
Sign.
兆头。
Sign.
兆头跟神迹什么分别？
What's the difference between a sign?And a miracle.
神迹就指这件事来说的。
Miracle refers to the thing itself.
兆头不同。
Yes, sign is different.
兆头这件事发生。
Sign means this thing has happened.
是来说到第二件事。
But it means to refer to something even more important.
第一件事就第二件事的兆头。
The first thing is a sign of the second thing that will occur.
大家明白了吧？他说神迹。
You talk about a miraculous thing.
不在神迹的本身。
Yet the point is not the miracle.
这个神迹是兆头。
This miracle is just a sign.
来说到第二件事。
Which points to the second thing.
来说到主的浩大救恩。
Which speaks of the great salvation of the Lord.
来说到荣耀的耶稣基督。
Speaks of the glorious Jesus Christ.
这约翰福音的宝贝啊，宝贝地方。
And that is the precious part of the John book of
John. 二章开始说到十一章。
The second John.Talk about the chapter 11 of John.
他说，从水变酒的神迹开始。
And from the very miracle of turning water into wine.
到了十一章做复活的兆头。
To the 11th chapter where it talks about his resurrection.
复活的神迹。
There's a sign concerning his resurrection.
一共九个兆头。
There are nine signs throughout the nine chapters.
我称那叫神圣九兆头。
And these are the nine holy signs.
每一个兆头。都说到耶稣基督的荣耀。
And every sign speaks of the glory of Jesus Christ.
都说到浩大救恩。
Speaks of his great salvation.
我们读过这九个兆头啊。
If we have studied these nine signs.
这都是带我们来经历的。
We realize that this is how we can experience him.
二章是第一个兆头。
Chapter 2 is the very first sign.
把水变成酒。
Which is turning water into wine.
那天说到迦纳婚宴。
And that was the wedding banquet in Cana.
我们人的生命啊。
And our life.
是个虚空的生命。
It's a life of vanity.
虚空不是外面的事。
It's not the external thing that's
true. 虚空我们生命的本质。
But the nature of our natural life is vanity.
我们的生命。
Our lives.
世界上没有一件事能满足我们的生命。
And there's nothing in this world can really satisfy our lives.
像那天的婚宴。
Like that wedding banquet that
day. 那应该人的生命最满足的地方。
You should say, hey, this is the most satisfying point of their lives.
婚宴们最喜乐的时候。
Because wedding banquet is supposed to be the most joyful time of your life.
但人的生命的本质就是虚空的生命啊。
Yeah, because the very nature of our natural life is vain.
没有一件事能满足人的深处的。
Therefore, there's nothing in this world can satisfy the depth of our heart.
那天的兆头就说出这件事。
So what happened that day is a sign of this fact.
那天他们的婚宴。
During the wedding banquet that day.
遇见一件最尴尬的事情，最没办法的事情。
Something terrible happened.
酒用尽了。
The wine was used up.
所以这是约翰二章要讲出一件事。
So John chapter 2 was telling us about.
讲那个 order， 就天然的秩序和属灵生命的秩序。
They're talking about the order of a natural life and the spiritual life.
天然生命秩序。
The order of a natural life.
摆上来就是最好的。
Is that you put the choice wine, what's best first.
最好的维持不住了。
And until the good ones is used up.
就变得次好的。
Then you put the second best.
次好的也维持不住了。
Once the second best is used up.
变成不好的。
You put that's not good
enough. 不好的也维持不住了。
Once the poor quality is used up.
就没有了。
Then that's it.
天然生命秩序每件事情都一样的。
And that is the order of our natural life.
举一个例子，像我们正常身上的健康来说。
For example, our health.
体力最好的时候。
At the prime of our life.
体力最好的时候。
When our physical condition is the best.
18岁到30岁。
That's age 13 to 30.
以后就下降了。
After 30, it's a downhill drive.
保罗弟兄，你体力有没有18岁的好啊？
But Paul, are you physically stronger than when you were 30?
你一直维持十八岁了不起了。我们的生命一定下降的。
And our physical life goes downhill.
慢慢变得不好了。
It deteriorates after a certain point. So becomes second best.
治好变不好了。
And then become worse and worse.
体力就是这样。
That's our physical condition.
我感谢主，我的体力现在最多是治好还没不好。
And my physical condition is worsened, but not to the poorest condition yet.
每年还跨过太平洋了呀。
I'm able to fly over the Pacific Ocean every summer. 跨过太平洋
剩下我一个人了。
And I usually fly by myself.
我同年的人早就不跨了。
And people at my age will not fly that far anymore.
有一位了不起弟兄。今年99岁。
And I know this Christian brother, he's 99
years old. 每年都跨过太平洋。
And he will fly over the Pacific Ocean every year.
今年他宣告最后一次了。
But he already made an announcement that this is my last trip flying this far.
100岁他不跨了。
I will not fly again when I'm 100 years old.
大概我还不止一次吧。
I think I still have a few more flights.
所以我算次好的，不算不好的。
So I'm now in a secondary stage, not the
worst. 天然生命一定会迟早带到不好的。
But you know, in our physical condition, one day we'll reach the worst stage.
不好的还是很宝贵啊。
Even though it's in worst condition, we still evaluate it.
有点用完了。
Until one day is completely gone.
我们天然生命就是这样。
And that's the condition of our natural life.
属灵生命秩序不同。
Yet the spiritual life is different from that.
摆上就是好的。
And whenever you put up, it's the best.
然后是更好的。
It's always the best and then better than best.
到了我们见主的时候。
And until we see the Lord one day.
那是最好的。
We shall be in our best condition.
当主来的时候。
When Jesus comes back.
我们要见主了。
We shall see him face to face.
我们身体改变了。
Our physical body will be transformed.
灵魂身体都得救。
Our spirit, our soul and the body will be all redeemed.
教会都要对主说，你倒把好酒留到如今。
And then church will say, you have saved the best till now.
那一天婚宴。
That day during the wedding banquet.
酒用完了。
They used up all the wine.
酒用完了，这真没办法的事了。
And so what could they do?
主就叫那个佣人。
So the Lord told the servants.
他们有六个石缸。
There are six huge stone jars.
很大的石缸。
Water stone jars.
一缸可以倒十八桶水啊。
And each jar can.
可以倒三桶水。
Well, each jar can take.
那么六口石缸可以倒十八桶啊！
20 to 30 gallons of water.
六口石缸可以倒十八桶水啊！
And six jars can have 180 gallons of water.
水变了酒，十八桶酒都吃不完了。
And imagine 180 gallons of wine, you can never finish that.
那些佣人去倒水。
So the servant pour water into those jars.
倒满了缸。
Until they reach the brim.
一直满到缸口。
Until it reached the brim.
然后主叫佣人说，舀出来是为管宴席的。
And so the Lord says, scoop out some and give it to the master of the banquet.
在这个兆头里面。
And in this sign,
我真的佩服那个佣人。
I really admire those servants.
他信心太大了。
They sure were people of great faith.
水是他亲自倒下去的。
They pour water into those jars.
而且不是一点点，每桶倒了三桶，每缸倒了三桶水。
Each jar has 30 gallons of water.
这个佣人倒了十八桶水进去。
They have poured in 180 gallons of water into these six jars.
他最知道我倒下去的明明是水嘛。
No, they know clearly what they put into the jars.
现在 要舀出来给管宴席的。
Now they have to scoop out the water and give it to the master of the banquet.
现在我可能没信心了。
I don't think I have that kind of faith.
主明明是水啊，你让我就给管宴席去尝。
I might question the Lord. I say, you know, it was water we poured in.
那尝了我不挨骂才怪了呢。
I'd be scooped by him.
把水当作酒呢
？How can I give him water as if it's wine?
那个佣人的信心啊。
But the faith of those servants.
这种的信心。
It's those faith.
我称它为婴孩的信心。
It's like baby faith.
Baby faith 是最伟大的信心。
And that is the greatest faith of all.
这个婴孩在母亲的怀中啊。
Imagine a baby in the mother's bosom.
对母亲的信心大极了。
A baby has great faith and trust.
睡在这里，吃在这里。
They rest in mother's arms and their feet.
有可怕的事情就躲在这里。
Any danger came upon the baby, they were hiding the mother.
他从来不会怀疑母亲的。
A baby will never doubt the protection of mother.
我就称这样的信心叫做婴孩信心。
And that kind of trust is the baby's faith.
我们有了婴孩的信心啊。
And we need to have that kind of faith.
主怎么可能不听祷告？
And how then the Lord will answer all our prayers.
主怎么可能不保护我？
How could the Lord not protect us?
主怎么可能不向我施恩典？
How could the Lord not be gracious to us?
那不可能的事。
That is not in the Lord's nature.
我们对主比对母亲的信心还要大。
Our faith toward the Lord should be greater than the faith of baby toward their own mom.
都有个婴儿信心。
We shall have the baby faith.
那个佣人的信心就婴孩信心。
And the servants that day had the baby faith.
水是亲手倒下去的。
They poured the water themselves into
the
jar.
出来给管宴席的
and they scoop out the water and give it to the master of the banquet.
他们就送过去
so they follow the order and then deliver it to the
master. 管宴席的尝了
and the master tasted the water.
他一生没有尝到过这样好的酒
it's such a great taste. He never had such a great wine ever.
他就到新郎去说
so he went to the groom.
人请客都是摆上最好的
since everyone brings out the choice wine.
喝足了
They were
hit
those first.
喝完了。
Then,
然后摆上次的。
They put up the cheaper one.
然后摆上更次的。
And the cheap, even cheaper.
他对新郎说，你倒把好酒留到如今。
But you have saved the best till now.
最后的酒。
That is the last one.
是最好的酒。
It's the best.
这约翰为第一个兆头。
And this is the very first sign in the John.
说到我们要得属灵生命了。
It speaks of that we should gain spiritual life.
这个生命秩序跟天然生命不同。
And which is in a different order of that of natural life.
天然生命摆上最好的。
For natural life, you put up what's best first.
然后变成次好的。
And then the cheaper one.
然后摆上不好的。
And the worst one.
然后一定是用尽了。
And then they will be gone.
而我们主给我们生命。
Yet the life that the Lord has given us.
一摆上就是好的。
It started with the best.
一生经历主啊。
And then we will experience that best all the days of our
life. 好的变得更好的。
And the best will be even improved.
当我们大家见主的时候。
Until the day when we see the Lord.
我们要喝最好的酒了。
We shall drink together the best wine.
救恩到了最高峰了。
And that is the climax of our salvation.
全教会都要对主说。
The entire church shall say this to the Lord.
你倒把好酒留到如今。
You have saved the best till now.
我们一生来经历主，好不好
？Let us experience the Lord all the days of our lives.
不要说我们去借主，就是经历到最后嘛，我们还要说主把好酒留到最后啊。
So that we don't have to say you have saved the best till the end.
主是天体。
The Lord is the heavenly leader.
主是赎罪羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
解决我们罪的问题。
Resolves the issues of our sins.
主是登天的天体。
He is the heavenly leader reaching heaven.
让我们一生的年日可以一级一级往上经历主。
So that all the days of our lives we can climb step by step and experience.
一直走到天的最高处。
Until we reach the top of the ladder.
而主给我们的救恩。
And the salvation that the Lord has given to us.
摆上就是好的。
It starts to be the best quality.
经历更好的。
And become even better.
到主来的时候。
Until he returns.
经历最好的。
We shall experience the highest, the best of all.
我们都要说主你倒把好酒留到最后。
And then we shall all say to him that you have saved the best till now.
谢谢大家。
Thank you for that.